This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, we're continuing Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the Asin, the final two Asin, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. Everything we've spoken about until now is if every word that you said was true. But if intermittently, interspersed in your conversation, you have mixed in an admixture of falsehood, even partially over gam ken al mitzvah saseh shekos b'Torah, you're over on the mitzvah saseh that it says in the Torah, midavar sheker terchak, from a false word you should distance yourself. V'gam nishtaneh shemay lufgam ha'idezeh, you've also changed the appellation of what you have violated. You have a new name, lihi kareyata v'yikarei shemay b'Yisrael b'shem maitzi shemra v'anshei chamer ha'rayosim istam lashnar rechilas. If you thought the punishment for swinging lashnar was bad, wait until you see the punishment for being maitzi shemra. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim, this applies to lashnar rechilas b'vanam shalav b'fanav, but only the mesaper. Does it apply to the mechaber? No. Does not apply to the Kabbalah. Yudad, oy nira. Sharver gam al mitzvah sasei divahalachta bedrachav. You're over on the mitzvah sasei to walk in the ways of Hashem. Shenitz davinu bazeh. We are commanded. Leilech b'midoisav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To walk in the midois of Hashem. Asherhim kulam rak letoiv. That are all only good. K'mamor amzal. Mahu racham af atar racham. Just like God is merciful, you should be merciful. Mahu chanon, just like God is compassionate, afato chanon. The kiyotze b'zeh, or the like, b'shar midos toivos. K'moy shemavoyer b'rambam, hilchos deos, perek aleph, halacha invav. U'matzino b'hakadosh baruch hu, we find by Hashem, b'midos of hakadoshos v'hatahoyros, by Hashem's holy and pure attributes, shehu soine delataria b'cholofanim. God hates tailbearing. Afilo alish garua ad ma'oid, even on a very low person. K'mamoram zal b'Sanhedrin, like Chazal say, that when Yeshua wanted to find out who was Maal b'Cherem, so he said, Hashem, who did it? So Hashem said, v'chi deloiter anilach, what do you think I am? You think I'm a tailbearer, a tattletale? Gabe ma'isid achan. Hashem told Yeshua, cast lots, ayin sham. V'tsoy filetav ein tsoy filera. Hashem looks for the good, he doesn't look for the bad. Chmashi isa batandu el yo. Va'amru arba kitois ein makablois pnei shchina. And Chazal tells in Soita, four groups of people do not receive the face of the shchina in Olam Haba. And one of them is kat mesapri lashon hara. Dechsiv kiloi kel chafetz resha ata. You do not desire wickedness, lo yagurcha ra, evil does not reside with you. V'imkein misha magalatzva midah ra'azai. One who accustoms himself to this midah, einoi hoylech b'darchei Hashem, is not walking in the ways of Hashem, shurak lehetiv lezulasai, which is only to do good. V'oysa lehevka, he does the opposite, v'neizek kino akasa b'shem ra. And because he acts antithetical to the words, to the ways of Hashem, the pasuk calls him bad. L'chein oivra amitzvah saseh zu gamkein. Here also, the lashon of the Chafetz Chaim is that misha margal atzma b'midah ra hazo. The same lashon that he used by Yiras Shamayim, where he said misha mafgir es nafshai. Does that mean that you don't necessarily violate this asay? This doesn't apply to a one-time offender. Maybe it only applies to a habitual violator. Or is the Chafetz Chaim just saying that if you do it once, you certainly violate v'halachta bedrachav? Just by the way, if you're constantly doing it, then your path in life is not the pathway of the ways of Hashem. But you would still violate it even on a one-time offense. And the same thing by Yiras Shamayim. By Yiras Shamayim, you're definitely violating a one-time offense. I'm not sure. Let's have a suffix about that. I want to ask you the following question. I want to reiterate a question I had. Why did the Chafetz Chaim not say that if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, he definitely violates Avas Hashem And I'll bring you the following raya. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the Ahavta L'Recha Kamaicha includes all the mitzvahs in the Torah, even Ben Adam L'Makayim. Rashi says, because if you would have a friend and he would ask you to do something, if you had a friend and you ask your friend to do something, you would want him to do it. So to Hashem should be considered your friend. He asks you to do something. If you don't do it, you're violating V'ahavta l'reacha kamaicha. So certainly, if Hashem asks you to do something, if you loved him, you wouldn't violate it. So why doesn't the Chafetz Chaim say that if you speak Lashon Hara, you're over the mitzvah saseh of V'ahavta is Hashem alaykecha? Why is that not another asay?
Maybe because nechmas b'riach shtis. Not meaning he doesn't like that. Anyone who doesn't
obey, Rabbi Yaakov wants to say, it doesn't show that, you know, you still have a good relationship, but it was an act of foolishness. Okay. I mean, could you say the same thing by others? You know, I'm walking in the ways of Hashem. It just, I had a narishkeit one time, I said a Lashon Hara. You know, if you real. Okay, I'll let you think about that. Let's just conclude. Harei shechishavnu yidam mitzvah saseh. We've enumerated 14 mitzvahs aseh shogin lavar aleim aydei sipur lashon hara rochilos that you could likely violate by speaking lashon hara rochilos levad mi yud zayin lavin hanal besides the 17 lavin va'av shekol az yud zayin lavin yud dal asin ein yachal lavay beishach lebesipur echad, even though it's unlikely to violate all 31 prohibitions in one guy and in one conversation kamavar lema'ayin, it's going to be hard to find a kohen who's an almana and is also and you spoke MS, and you spoke Sheker, and he's there, and he's not there, and, you know, it's going to be hard to find all of the scenarios, and he's a Kohen. Still, somebody who is accustomed to this Midah, give the guy enough time, he'll nail all of them. He'll violate all of them. One time you'll hit an old man, one time a wise man, one time the guy will be present, you'll insult him, one time he won't be there, as everything we mentioned before. Tomorrow, 9:15, we do the Arurim. Okay? Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.